And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 30th of March, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I think we ought to have as great a regard for religion as we can so as to keep it out of as many things as possible." That was the Irish playwright Sean O'Casey, who was born John Casey in the slums on the north side of Dublin in 1880. He had a hard childhood. His father died when he was just six. The family had no money. The boy had a chronic eye disease, only went to school for 3 years, taught himself to read by the time he was 13, went to work on the railways. But in the 1920s, when Sean O'Casey was in his 40s, he wrote the three classic plays that we still remember him for today, The Shadow of a Gunman, Juno and the Paycock, and The Plow and the Stars. Sean O'Casey, who said, "Laughter is wine for the soul, laughed soft or loud and deep, tinged through with seriousness. Comedy and tragedy step through life together, arm in arm. Once we can laugh, we can live." Sean O'Casey, who said, "All the world's a stage, and most of us are desperately unrehearsed." It's the birthday of the poet who wrote, "The long sobs of the violins of autumn lay waste my heart with monotones of boredom." That was the French poet Paul Verlaine, who, of course, wrote those lines in French and then were translated. Born in Metz, France, in 1844, started writing poetry as a young man. He married a young woman, Matilda. They had a son together. He was an abusive husband, and shortly into the marriage, he got a letter from a younger poet, Arthur Rimbaud, who was just 17. Rimbaud moved in with Verlaine and his wife, and then the two men had a passionate affair, and the marriage to Matilda came to an end. Verlaine and Rimbaud moved to London and then to Brussels. They were passionate lovers. Verlaine was an alcoholic. Once in a drunken rage, he shot his young lover, was put into prison, continued to write poetry. Paul Verlaine, who wrote, "You must let your poems ride their luck on the back of the sharp morning air, touched with the fragrance of mint and thyme, and everything else is literature." Here are two poems for today, two little poems by Bruce Dethlefsen. The first entitled "When Somebody Calls After 10 p.m. When somebody calls after 10 p.m. and you live in Wisconsin and you're snug in your bed, then all's I can tell you, somebody better be missing, somebody better had a baby, or somebody better be dead." The second, "Suicide Aside." Suicide aside, try watching birds, regard them as they fly like salt to bread, spice up this crusty world. A giant spider web, their lines of flight tie up and bind the world. They fly, birds jump up in the air and stay. You try it, flap your arms for all you're worth. No way, you're stuck. They're free to leave the world. The colors, lemon zest and lime and berry, sugar, coffee, cream, and all the rest. Sublime, delicious flavors, how our eyes drink in the world. And listen to them saying, the wind becomes a thing alive with music, whistles, squawks, and chirps, a melody of worlds. So tell me why you thought you'd rather die. Check out. Pluck all the feathers. Close the lights. All right, don't tell me. But please me. Stick around a while with me to watch the birds. See how they swirl and turn the world. Two poems by Bruce Dethlefsen from his collection Breather, published by Fireweed Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.